Tantor Audio presents Silk is for Seduction by Loretta Chase, narrated by Kate Redding. Prologue. In the summer of 1810, Mr. Edward Noireau eloped to Gretna Green with Miss Catherine de Lucy. Mr. Noireau had been led to believe he was eloping with an English heiress, whose fortune, as a result of this rash act, would become his exclusively. An elopement cut out all the tiresome meddling in the form of marriage settlements by parents and lawyers. In running off with a blue-blooded English lady of fortune, Edward Noireau was carrying on an ancient family tradition. His mother and grandmother were English. Unfortunately, he'd been misled by his intended, who was as accomplished in lying and cheating in the most charming manner possible as her lover was. There had indeed been a fortune, past tense. It had belonged to her mother, whom John de Lucy had seduced and taken to Scotland in the time-honoured fashion of his own family. The alleged fortune by this time was long gone. Miss de Lucy had intended to improve her financial circumstances in the way women of her family usually did, by luring into matrimony an unsuspecting blue-blooded gentleman with deep pockets and a lusting heart. She, too, had been misled, because Edward Noireau had no more fortune than she did. He was, as he claimed, the offspring of a French count, but the family fortune had been swept away, along with the heads of various relatives, years before, during the Revolution. Thanks to this comedy of errors, the most disreputable branch.